Welcome to the lesson. In this one, we're going to build a warehouse intro in Ableton Live 12 with a DJ-friendly structure that works for drum and bass. So think dark, cold, spacious and heavy, but still clean enough that a DJ can mix it in smoothly. This is not about stuffing the intro with every cool sound you have. It's about control, phrasing and tension. A good warehouse intro does two jobs at once. First, it creates atmosphere. It gives you that concrete room feeling, that deep industrial mood, that sense that something big is about to happen. Second, it gives the DJ room to work. That means predictable changes, clear phrase lengths, and enough space for the previous track to sit on top for a few bars without everything turning to mud. We're going to aim for a 16-bar intro. That's a really useful length in drum and bass, because it naturally breaks into 4-bar and 8-bar phrases. And in DNB, that phrasing is gold. It keeps the arrangement easy to follow, easy to mix and easy to build into a proper drop. So here's the idea. Bars 1 to 4 are atmosphere only. Bars 5 to 8 bring in light percussion or a break texture. Bars 9 to 12 introduce a kick and snare pulse, or chop drum loop. Bars 13 to 16 add bass teasing and a final bit of transition energy. That progression gives us a sense of movement without rushing the payoff. And that's exactly what you want in a DJ-friendly intro. The listener should feel things slowly coming into focus. Let's start with the atmosphere. Create a MIDI track and load up a simple stock instrument like Wavetable, Drift, or even simpler if you've got a suitable noise or ambient sample. Keep the sound basic at first. A saw or triangle bass tone works well, especially if you low pass it so it sits somewhere around the 300 to 800 Hz range. You want it dark, not fizzy. A nice starting envelope is a slightly slower attack and a long release. That helps the sound feel like it's blooming in space rather than poking through aggressively. Then shape it with effects. An EQ8 is useful here to cut out low-end junk, especially below about 120 Hz. Add some reverb, with a fairly long decay, maybe around 2.5 to 5 seconds, but don't drown the mix. Just enough to make it feel like a room. Echo can also work nicely if the repeats are dark and tucked back. If you want more texture, layer in a bit of noise, a vinyl crackle, an industrial field recording, or some metallic ambience through simpler. The key here is subtlety. This layer should feel like distance, air and concrete. It should not be the main event. Now bring in the drums. For a beginner-friendly warehouse intro, keep the drum foundation restrained. You can use a filtered breakbeat loop or build a simple kick and snare pulse from one-shots. Either way, the idea is to keep the top end softened and the groove clear. We want enough rhythm to lock the listener in, but not so much that the drop has nowhere left to go. If you're using a break and simpler, make sure it's warped if needed, then low pass it so the hats and bright transients sit back a bit. If you're building with drum rack, keep the kick dry and punchy, use a short snare, and only add hats if the groove feels too empty. The drum sound should feel like it's coming from behind a wall, not from right in your face. A light touch of drum bus on the drum group can help here. A little drive can add grit, and a touch of transients can give the drums a bit more snap. But keep the boom minimal or off for now. In the intro, we're setting the stage, not delivering the full sub-heavy punch. Now let's think about the low end. This is where a lot of beginner intros go wrong. The bass comes in too early, too loud, or too complete. In a proper DNB intro, you want to tease the bass, not reveal the whole thing. Think of it like a warning light, not the full engine. Load a simple synth like Operator, Wavetable, or Drift and design a very restrained bass idea. A sine or triangle sub works well, especially with a low-pass filter and a simple envelope. You might just use one or two notes every couple of bars. That's enough. Bar space phrasing makes the intro feel heavier, because the listener senses power without getting the full answer yet. You can add a little saturator for grit, but keep it controlled. If you want a darker neuro feel, you can duplicate the bass track and split it into a pure mono sub layer and a slightly more distorted mid-range layer. Just make sure the sub stays centered and tight. In drum and bass, the low end needs to hit like a laser, not spread out into a fog. Now we start shaping movement. This is where arrangement view really comes alive. Use automation to make the intro breathe. Open up the filter slowly across the 16 bars. Let the atmosphere get a little less filtered over time. You can bring the drum group up just a touch, maybe 1 or 2 dB across the section. You might even slightly reduce the reverb amount as the drums enter, so the space feels like it's tightening. These small moves matter more than people think. You do not need huge dramatic sweeps for a warehouse intro. In fact, keeping the movement subtle makes it feel more serious and more functional. The arrangement should feel like it's stepping forward, not showing off. A really practical way to think about it is this. Each four-bar chunk should either add something, shift something, or focus something. Bars 1 to 4, the atmosphere is in front. Bars 5 to 8, percussion gets a bit more present. Bars 9 to 12, the drums become the focus. Bars 13 to 16, the bass tease and transition energy take over. That handoff from one layer to the next is what gives the intro its professional feel. Now for the end of the phrase. The final one or two bars before the drop should clearly signal that something is about to happen. That does not mean you need a giant festival-style riser. For darker drum and bass, a gritty noise swell, a short reverse cymbal, a snare fill, or a simple impact with a long tail can be way more effective. The goal is clarity. The DJ should feel the phrase change coming. The crowd should feel the pressure rising. And the drop should arrive cleanly, without a huge cloud of leftover low-mid mush sitting on top of it. That brings us to an important mastering style mindset. Even though we're building arrangement, we still want to protect headroom and clarity. Keep an eye on the master. Aim for peaks around minus 6 dB during the intro. Don't overprocess the master chain too early. Beginners often make the mistake of trying to make the intro sound finished before the arrangement is even locked in, and that can trap you. Leave yourself space to make decisions. Also, check the intro at lower volume. This is a really good habit. If the phrase changes still read clearly when the track is quiet, your structure is probably strong. If everything only makes sense when it's loud, you may be relying too much on raw impact and not enough on arrangement. A few quick mix checks. Keep the sub mono. High pass your atmosphere so it doesn't fight the low end. Watch the low mids, especially around 200 to 500 Hz, because that's where intros get muddy fast. Make sure the break or percussion sits behind the main groove rather than masking it. And keep your arrangement organized. Group your drums, bass, atmosphere, and effects. Name your clips clearly. Color code if that helps. A clean session makes it much easier to hear what the intro is actually doing. If the screen is chaotic, your decisions usually become chaotic too. Here's the bigger lesson behind all of this. A warehouse intro is not just a cool opening. It's a pressure chamber. It's the space where the DJ gets to blend, the crowd gets to lock in, and the drop gets to feel earned. The magic is in the restraint. One sound should usually be in focus at a time. The atmosphere can sit back. Then the drums come forward, then the bass tease takes over, then the transition lands. That foreground and background contrast is what makes the intro feel deep without becoming cluttered. So as you build, keep asking yourself one simple question. Does this element help the mix in, or is it just taking up space? If it helps the mix in, keep it. If it just adds noise, strip it back. For practice, try building a 16-bar intro from scratch using just three main layers, one atmosphere, one drum layer, and one bass tease. Automate a filter opening across the whole section, and add one clear transition hit in the last two bars. Then loop it and listen for phrase changes every four bars. If the structure is obvious, you're on the right path. If you want to push it further, make two versions, one super minimal and DJ-friendly, one darker and more dramatic. Compare them. The more minimal one will probably be easier to mix. The darker one may create more tension. Both are useful, and both teach you something about arrangement. So that's the workflow. Build in 16-bar phrases. Keep the intro dark and spacious. Use stock Ableton devices to shape atmosphere, drums, and bass. Automate movement instead of overloading the mix. Leave headroom, and make the whole thing easy for a DJ to work with. That's how you build a warehouse intro that feels heavy, functional, and ready to drop.